5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's get started.
What's up, guys? This is your host, Dee, and welcome to the Speak On It podcast, where we have a conversation about mental health and how to heal from it. Let's go on this healing journey together. Do you ever wonder why mental health is never talked about enough? I know I never used to, because growing up, all we used to hear was that all of it was just in our heads and we just need to pray about it and keep it pushing. Growing up, I didn't grow up with my family. I grew up in foster care. I was in there for about 10 years. And during that time, I was put on medication for things I didn't even know was a big deal. I was put on medicine for depression and bipolar disorder at the age of 13, when at that time, as a teenager, you wouldn't think we would be on that type of medication at that age. But as time goes on and I get older and I become an adult, I realize why it's such a big deal, because it literally can end your life if you don't get help. I was diagnosed with a very severe depressive disorder at the age of 22 because of a situation that caused me to be in a very deep depression that I didn't even know was on me. And so I deal with that on a daily basis. There are some days where I pretend to be happy and I smile and I laugh in front of friends and family, but when it's time to come home by myself, I get in my head, I get in my thoughts. And I think that's a big reason on why some of us choose to isolate ourselves from our friends and our family, to not be a burden on anybody else. But they always say, check on your strong friends, because we are the ones that deal with it the most. I chose this topic because, as you can tell, it's a personal thing for me. And I also see the people that I care about around me deal with the same thing. And this is not only just a healing journey for myself, but I also want to be able to help others be able to go and continue their healing journey, or maybe even start it. The way that I cope with it is I have been on medication, and sometimes I stop it, which is not a good idea for the ones that are out there that are on it. Continue to stay on it. I chose to put my faith in God that He gets me out of the, as we call it, a hole or a funk that I would be in. It was very hard for me to come on this podcast because of the hole that I was in. Because I wanted to make sure that I was ready to be able to talk to anybody that's listening in. But me being in the state that I am coming out of could be helpful to somebody else that it has gone down that hole and is trying to find their way out of it. So what I do is I choose to wake up happy. I choose to thank God for another day. I am a very spiritual person, so I try to have a better relationship with God. And that's a part of my healing process. And also getting rid of things that are not beneficial to your life. And not just things, it could be relationships, it could be friendships. Sometimes finances put you in a place where you don't want to be in. So I am hoping that this, podcast will be able to help others, and that this topic would not be such a taboo topic, and that we can become one and talk together. So in closing, I want us to start saying some affirmations at the beginning of each day before you leave your house. And I will start it too. And like I said, we are in this healing journey together. And whatever affirmations you decide to say, be feel free to share with others, because you never know who you are helping. So on that note, I want to thank you guys for tuning in on today's first episode of Speak On It, and be on the lookout for more episodes to come. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all, and God loves you too.
Stopping me.